This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy, and they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All eyes tonight will be on the vice presidential debate taking place at the University of Utah. Congressman Liz Cheney believes tonight's debate is very important.
Since you've had both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris say it's going to be a Harris-Biden administration, the American people are going to want to hear Kamala Harris explain to them why she wants to take away everybody's private health insurance, why she believes in a Green New Deal, why, in fact, is her voting record in the Senate the farthest left of any member of the United States Senate. She also has been hiding, and she's going to have to give everybody some answers, and I think that's going to be particularly important this year as well.
Bob, the Wyoming congressman speaking there on Fox News. The National Hurricane Center keeping their eyes on Hurricane Delta. The storm could reach the Gulf Coast as early as Friday. Governors in Louisiana and Alabama saying everyone should have their hurricane plan in place and monitor the weather. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tributes continue to come in as one of rock's most celebrated guitarists has lost his lengthy battle with cancer. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Van Halen's son Wolf announced the news Tuesday on Twitter, saying, quote, "He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss," unquote. Eddie and his brother Alex founded the band that bore their name in 1972 and went on to sell more than 56 million albums worldwide over their more than 40-year career. Van Halen and the rest of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Van Halen was 65. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With the Los Angeles Lakers win last night over the Miami Heat, they now hold a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver telling ESPN, much of the social justice messaging that you see on the courts and on the backs of players' jerseys will be largely left off the floor next season.
My sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, mm-hmm. but I want to watch a basketball game.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, and also because our kids and our grandkids are counting on us to do everything we can to get this country back on track. It is a we the people thing, not a Republican or Democratic thing. It is that man, that woman in the mirror. It is our responsibility to get this country back on track, no matter what it takes. How you doing? Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour with us right now. He is the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania, and many other popular books that I have on my shelf and I refer to quite often, by the way. Bruce Thatcher joins us. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Bill, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, real quick here, if we can be, although there's so much to talk about regarding last night's debate. How will history document what happened last night?
It's hard to say this quickly how history will document it. Probably my inclination more than anything else is to say that history will dismiss it. Mm-hmm. It was certainly not a debate. It was a street fight. Mm-hmm. And
kind of two against one, wasn't it, in terms of a street fight?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that, but two against one made it, you know, roughly equal. Even it was just frustrating to watch it because at least in my case I kind of hoped I'd keep hearing some depth probing of actual issues and things, and of course that didn't happen.
Yeah.
We got the surface or the headline level points of each candidate and not much more, and I don't know that was much more than what was expected.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of depth, a lot of emotion. They came out swinging. I thought, wow, I thought I was watching a WMMA fight or something here, and it came right away. My read on this to Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots earlier this morning was that, you know, I think that Donald Trump looked across and saw Joe Biden as the epitome of all that he's been dealing with for 47 months, and even before then, with the intrusion of the FBI and these three-letter agencies, you know, this attempted coup on his administration. I thought that he really pinned Biden to the wall when he said that, you know, you talk about transition, a peaceful transition. You should be the last one to talk, you and what the Obama-Biden team did to my administration and to the American people is a disgrace. I thought that was very poignant.
Well, and I haven't really thought about it that way, but I suspect that there was a big emotional content in just exactly that issue.
Mm-hmm.
because that's, in my view, that's the facts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the way it's been, and we have, as a country, we have been hurt tremendously by that.
Well, and I think to your point, both of them really represented the sentiment of the country. You know, you've got people, you know, we are divided for a reason, and the division is real clear between those that side with Trump, with all the stuff. I mean, would we want him to be a little bit more graceful and settled in arguing his case? I mean, I think that what the administration has been able to accomplish in 47 months is incredible. And he could have just sat on those and just, you know, okay, you say I did nothing with COVID-19. You know, here's what happened. I shut down the airports. I assembled a strategic scientific team led by the Vice President of the United States, has been on top of this from day one. And, yes, we have scientists. And if you know anything about scientists, you can't get all the scientists in one room to agree the sky is blue, much less to agree on every aspect of COVID-19. You know, but he clearly has done things that, I think they're quite a guess, and it really loses credibility for me when Joe Biden says that he's done nothing.
Well, and when Joe Biden just starts out calling him a liar, everybody knows you're a liar, kind of thing. It just degenerated the whole thing into, as my view, a street fight, a brawl.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was interesting that the former vice president was the one that really had reduced it and was calling him names. I don't think Donald Trump called him a name. I mean, you know, he called him a liar. It was insulting. I mean, to address the president and the office that he hopes to attain to, and for him to reduce it to such levels, like you said, a street fight, and definitely below the dignity of the office, and with all due respect, outside of that, the dignity of two gentlemen that should have represented America, I believe, had an opportunity to represent America in a more dignified manner.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Forward to the next one and see if it's any different.
Yeah, well, you know, we saw the first one, I mean, the first of every debate you go back on, and it's always a little bit rough. I would have thought that Donald Trump would have done much better, although, I mean, it's interesting, you know, the post-analysis of this, you know, some groups are giving Donald Trump the win by a decided margin. The left are giving it to, to Biden and Wallace. And so, we'll see how the president in a post analysis. But I think the bottom line of this, and I agree with Don Bongino, who said this last night, is that this really was a fight for the base. And when it came to winning the base, Donald Trump held on to his base and strengthened it, I believe, all the more, and I would agree with that. But Joe Biden, on several occasions, abandoned his base, said he didn't have, you know, he didn't want to admit to the Green New Deal, and he didn't want to admit to other aspects of, you know, socialist aspects in the manifesto that he had signed with Bernie Sanders. And even Donald Trump said, well, there goes your left. You know,
and he made the claim that I am now the Democratic Party.
Yes, I thought that was interesting too.
I think
yes.
That's going to come back. We'll hear it again.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's probably Bernie Sanders and others, Ilhan Omar and the crowd. If Ilhan Omar can figure out how to keep dodging the bullets after James O'Keefe and Veritas found her group of minions ballot harvesting in a disgusting manner. I don't know if you saw that, Bruce, but that is just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and if the Justice Department is not, and supposedly they are, and even local officials in Minneapolis are over this as well, you know, what they're doing. And, of course, you know, here we are after all that we went through with the Russian collusion and the legitimacy of the election process. I mean, it's unraveling right before our eyes. And who's unraveling it? It's not conservatives. It's not Republicans. But this is all being driven by Democrats. And I'm not sure if the people are seeing this or not.
I don't see how it cannot be obvious. But it's certainly, among my acquaintance, friends, and even some relatives, it clearly is not obvious.
No. I mean, and Donald Trump called it out early. There's enough evidence. But, you know, Joe Biden et al., on that side want to say determinedly that, oh, there's no such thing, in much the same way that the former AG Eric Holder says there's no such thing as voter fraud. But interestingly, people keep getting arrested and spending time in jail for it. So go tell me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues, the founder of History Speaks and author of Gun Mania. Just to wrap things up here, Bruce, you were saying that you were getting news from overseas on the perspective of last night's debate. And what were they saying?
What they were saying, very explicitly, is that the winner, there were no winners. The loser of the election was the American people, because they just said it was I don't know whether they used the term brawl, but they said it was an embarrassment to America.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, as I shared with you, this is the American people. This is where we are right now. I mean, you've got people that support Biden no matter what, and people that support Trump. And, you know, this is this has become an emotional election. Emotions are running high because we've had over 4 years of all four years of the non-peaceful transition of administrations from Obama-Biden to Donald Trump. And I don't blame Donald Trump. I don't blame the administration and Mike Pence for them being upset and frustrated by the media, which was full represented by a leftist in Chris Wallace. People would only hope that, because he's on Fox, they kind of give him some covering and think, well, maybe he might be moderate. But last night, my goodness, I mean, I saw a meme of him as a lifeguard, for Biden, that he was, he kept saving Biden throughout the deal. But, the three entities there, those that believe in Trump and support Trump and what he came to do on the Beltway, we knew it wasn't going to be an easy task. You cannot have people so well entrenched and used to getting away with, you could say getting away with murder and corruption and that. And he's come in and shined a light on it. Well, that's going to tick people off. And by the grace of God, he's still alive in spite of numerous assassination attempts on this president. And I say that to people, Bruce, and they go, there's been assassination attempts? I didn't hear about that.
That was my reaction right now.
Oh yeah, there's been multiple assassination attempts. In fact, it got if you heard a couple of weeks ago, he surprisingly and out of character made a comment that he was going to settle in, and not be so public. It only lasted maybe for a day and a half, and that's why it was such a joke when Biden referred to Donald Trump as being in a bunker.
Yeah,
I mean it's like. Wait, no, Joe, come on, buddy, let's wake up here. You are in the bunker, not Donald Trump. I mean, you shut everything down at about 9:30 in the morning, and somebody else was reporting the number of days that he has not interacted with the media, and he's been bunkered. And for him to say that Donald Trump's been bunkered, I go, well, that's a non sequitur. I mean, you talk about a lie. That's just a flat out lie.
Well. It's the swamp is deeper and thicker than I think any of us believed.
Yes,
and it'll take even another 4 years won't drain it away.
Well, if Donald Trump goes away, all this stuff goes away. It'll all be kicked under the rug. The corruption will
That's
not
right.
be dealt with.
Yeah.
It'll just go bye-bye. And if Biden is to be the president, then all the stuff that was done with China, the stuff with Hunter Biden, the thing that surprises me greatly, Bruce, I mean, Hunter was on the plane, according to Judicial Watch. They did the deep dive. They got the FOIA request. They got the information. Hunter Biden was on Air Force Two over 800 times with his father, traveling overseas. 800 times. At the people's expense, and he's coming back with millions of dollars. I mean, did we get any of that money?
We didn't even know, and we didn't even hear about it.
Of course not. Anyway, that aside, I do want to talk about your commentary about disassimilation becomes disunion, because that's what it is. I got to tell you, when I was growing up in my family, my father, World War II vet, a medic under General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge, and he raised nine kids. His family came from Mexico and Spain. My mother from Mexico, and the idea was that we were to assimilate. This is what this was about. We're here in America. Our mission is to assimilate and make the most of our lives. Work hard. Hold to a hardworking and humble ethic. My father was very humble. I only wish that I could have been more humble like him. Rest his soul. The man was a unique man, but he really pressed that on us about assimilation. And you bring up a good point, and that is in our country today, there's too much disassimilation. And, of course, with that comes disunity because we're not focused. Our eye is not on the prize. We've lost sight of the U.S. Constitution and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all.
Now, we are a unique country of a mixture of hundreds of different races and identities, and assimilation has been and is critical to remaining one country.
And don't you love the array of culture? I mean, the food choices, the stories, to me, I love the diversity. I love hearing the stories. And I believe most of America feels the same way. But we have to get out of this tension, out of these emotions, out of this cancel culture that has us at each other's throats, like Dr. Alveda King refers to, is that, look, at we're one race. And we have to look at that, and we have to look at ourselves as Americans above all. I mean, you know, George Washington, I keep referring back to what he said in his farewell address in warning us about parties. Parties have had their way. It has divided us, and we've lost sight of the real American dream.
Well, we have a whole segment of our society who want to now ingrain in us the whole idea of otherness, is that we aren't Americans. We are whites, and we're African Americans, and we are Hispanic, and we are Asians, and we are Native Americans, and the whole idea of, no, we're just Americans, is something that is not only attacked, but is attacked with law and with cancel culture and with rejection in every sort of way. If you say, no, we're just, all lives matter. Americans, we're all Americans. And in many places in this country, you'll be said, you'll be kicked out of your university job if you say things like that.
Bruce, you know, I got to tell you, I remember when hyphenations first came into being, and suddenly I found myself being a Mexican-American and asking my dad, I go, what is this all about? And he even said at that time that hyphenation is going to end up being a cause of great problems down the road because it is so divisive.
The hyphenation is kind of a trademark of the, I'm going to coin a term, of the otherness culture that we, that some in this country are trying to impress on overall American culture. It flies in the face of assimilation. It reinforces the idea that we are not one. We are a collection of differences, and that each difference should be patronized to and marketed to and attended to in its own specific ways in order to garner votes and power. And the segmentation of American society, it seems to me, is one of the hallmarks of people who are deliberately trying to erase American culture and American union.
No, without a doubt. Got to leave it right there. Bruce Thatcher, he's the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania. Bruce, how can they be in touch with you?
HistorySpeaksToday.com, and they can communicate with me through that.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount.
not possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy, and they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Eddie Van Halen, young, 65. What a guitarist, an iconic guitarist. And, of course, I can see clearly now Johnny Nash. And I think of those two, and it takes me back to my old radio days, playing music on the radio, and how many times did I play I Can See Clearly Now. Some, some Van Halen stuff, but certainly not as much as I did with Johnny Nash. So, for they and their families, I know that they will miss them greatly, especially Eddie's son, who is so involved with his life and with his band as well. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and good to have you with us. And, I'm getting updated here in terms of our next guest. So, we get to make some adjustments here and talk about what's going on, especially in light of, President Trump declassifying Russian and the Clinton docs. And, of course, you got to imagine, the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, just go right on down the list. Now, I don't know. I mean, call me silly, but if President Trump does not get reelected, all this stuff that they have put President Trump through, and they, I'm talking about the deep state that he talked about, which some will say it doesn't exist. I mean, we spoke with John Dean, right? Almost a month ago. John Dean was pretty insistent, almost mocked the idea of a deep state being in existence. Well, you may call it something else. You may call it the traditional guard, the bureaucracy, unelected bureaucrats of D.C., whatever it is you want to call it, but they're pretty well dug in. And some of these are just almost like moles from you know, an antithetical party. By and large, most of those antitheticals that are there don't think they're conservative by no means. Anybody that's burrowed in, chances are they are liberal and progressive, and they have been there doing their duty and doing everything they can, particularly to upend conservative ideas and any movement, any progressive movement in the conservative direction, okay? I don't think that we need to do a real deep dive on that. I think it's pretty reasonable to understand that that is the case. And this is what clearly has happened, you know, with Donald Trump. As he comes into office, and here it is, you know, we're supposed to have this, you know, smooth, peaceful transition, which is the envy of the world, that you would be able to move from one government or one, you know, management system to another, one party to another, and it would be a peaceful transformation. Well, Barack Obama and his team didn't help out. And of course, Bill Clinton and his team, if you remember, they kind of left their little marks on the wall as they left out by, you know, just doing silly stuff like taking off the W's off the keyboards when George W. Bush took over. You know, just little childish, you know, fraternal kind of antics like that. But in this particular case for Donald Trump, I mean, this is serious. This is beyond the pale because what it did affect. It affected a presidency. It affected a country. It affected the votes of 63 million people that said we wanted Donald Trump to be in office, to do something about the corruption, to do something about this elitism and this two-tiered justice system. I say two-tier. There's probably several tiers. You know, we're kind of hoping that it's only two tiers. But definitely, there's more than one. You know, there's the justice system that most Americans have to deal with, and then there's the justice system that affects only those that are, you know, in government. And it's very much predicated on who you're associated with. I mean, which is, as Bill Fetter would talk about, historically, that's what happens in the days of the czars and the kings and these despots, is that it's good to be king, it's good to be a despot, and the next best thing, if you can't be either one of those, then you want to be close, you want to be a friend to the king or the despot. And, you know, this is what happens in the Beltway, clearly, right? So everybody scrambles to be close to Barack Obama, everybody scrambles to be close to the Clintons, and of course they're scrambling to be close to Trump as well. But I will say this, it seems that the Republicans, when it comes to justice, even for the Republicans, there's a different type of system. You know, whenever anything comes up and that is indictable and can be held against the Republicans, boy, they're forced to resign. They're out the door, lickety-split, where if it's a Democrat, if it's a black face of a Democratic governor, they just, you know, oh, it didn't happen. Or you got somebody like Jill Biden going, oh, gaps don't exist. No, that's done. That's old news. We don't talk about that anymore until the next time Joe Biden gaffes. But, you know, it's just the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. So don't get frustrated. It is what it is. And we will see in less than a month, you know, what we the people really want to do. Are they willing to step up once again? They did so in 2016 to tell this government that they cannot run amok. They cannot be corrupt. And we called them into check. And we elected Donald Trump. And the midterms, the Democrats convinced a lot of people by lying to them that they weren't going to do anything about an impeachment. They were all about all these good things that they were going to do on behalf of the American people. And once again, you know, the women, the suburban women, you know, these smart suburban women out there that the Democrats hold on to like they're some sort of monolithic thing. And they've got a stranglehold on these suburban women, these highly educated suburban women, and they bought into the narrative of the Democrats. And I asked the suburban women today, how do you feel about your vote? Did it render the return on investment that you expected, or were you disappointed? And instead, what they did, instead of moving this country along and doing something that would have enhanced, I mean, they had not had the foundation economically that Donald Trump and his administration had put into play, COVID would have devastated us, as if it hasn't already, to a degree. But even in a much more dramatic manner, had we not had the foundation of the economy established by the Trump administration. And I maintain, if we'd had just a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats, imagine that, right? I mean, they tell you all these great things that they're going to do. Well, why didn't you do it in the last 4 years? Instead, you wanted to bicker and fight. You wanted to put this president through all kinds of travail. And not only this president, but, of course, the basket of deplorables. You had to put the basket of deplorables. Anybody that was for Trump were in that deplorable basket and not worthy to be called citizens or patriots, because we know that your party, even though you want little to do with the U.S. Constitution and you're doing everything you can to abandon truth and morality, that that you're the true leaders, that you are the true vanguard of the U.S. Constitution, and then you're pitching a fit because Donald Trump has been appointing and nominating judges that believe in the Constitution, and your heads explode over that. Oh, we can't have that. Oh, that person. Oh, she's religious. You know, she's a Catholic. She's a Catholic. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen here? I mean that somebody's dogma runs. You tell me whose dogma doesn't run deep in them and speaks loudly in them. You know, Dianne Feinstein. Well, I mean, it may not be a Catholic dogma, but it's a progressive dogma that speaks clear and deep in you. That same dogma that withheld a document for three weeks as we were going through a Kavanaugh hearing, and you kept it in your drawer until it was just the right time to spring it on everybody. And after everything is done, America, Brett Kavanaugh, his family, the Supreme Court as an institution goes through all kinds of hell and commotion. And what happens? Dr. Blasey Ford comes in, drops a bomb right on the white carpet of the Supreme Court, and somehow it's okay. I mean, there's no investigation into it. Was she being truthful after everything was all said and done? I mean, even now you hear her talk. Well, I thought Brett Kavanaugh was going to kill me. I mean, Carl Gallup's my good friend, who's a law enforcement officer, well experienced. He said, "Bill, I couldn't believe the baby voice, the voice that she came in and said." And I said, "Yes, her speech was very affected, very dramatic for a particular reason. But look what she did, and there's no consequence for her." So that means we've got more to look forward to.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and the Fox News political analyst, founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C., and the host of his new podcast show, Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell, joins us now. Gianno, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well, and it's always a pleasure to be on with you, Bill.
Well, congratulations on the podcast on iHeartRadio. Great opportunity to get the message out there. The sworn enemy of the PC culture. Boy, we need that,
absolutely.
Don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I was Gianno Caldwell, and we are the sworn enemy of PC culture. It seems like the truth has made a person radical these days.
Yes.
The fact that the news media has been pushing a pervasive narrative to really disenfranchise us on a number of fronts. We can talk about Russia, we can talk about the impeachment, we can talk about any number of issues that have impacted our country over the last 4 years. And what I think a lot of Americans discovered is, in some cases, the media has been so bad that people can honestly and reflectively say, as their opinions, that it has become, in some ways, the enemy of the people. So when President Trump says that, a lot of people say, like, wow, how could you dare say that? And then you see all the false headlines that come out and the lying that goes on in the press. And it's like, wow, this is just, this is insane at this point. So Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. I'm excited that my first guest is Herschel Walker. So I encourage people to go and subscribe and watch and follow.
Okay, excellent. Well, Gianno, as you said, the mainstream media has become the enemy of truth. And it is amazing, but those like you and I that are sworn to the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, look, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down because of the truth, not because we've compromised ourselves and decide to, you know, join hands with the PC culture and fake news, the lying media that is really compromising the greatness of our country and the future of our country. This is what hangs in the balance.
It truly is. And you know what's interesting? I was just recently in London and Dubai taping my podcast, and I was not even confronted. It was an Uber driver that was driving me around, and he found out that I was from America, and apparently he watches a lot of international news, and he says to me, you know, what's going on in America? They're politicizing COVID-19, and they're doing it to ensure Trump loses. And I was so shocked because he didn't know who I was. So I'm
right
there, like, he's just automatically bringing this up to me. And I'm like, wow, this is very true. And people can truly see what's going on when it comes to local government, state-run governments, and the media. My younger brother, he's a junior in high school in Chicago right now. They sent an email out before the e-learning started, and they said, listen, you're going to be on e-learning, but on November 4th, you have to return to school. You know what's going on November 3rd? The election.
Exactly.
And we're going to shut the schools down until the day after the election. Then you can go back. And other local governments have also said this for their different agencies. Okay,
exactly.
Right after the election, you can go back to work. Things will return back to normal. Why? Because they're looking to create an environment that's so harsh that ensures that Donald Trump loses, and it's ridiculous.
Well, this is what the left does, Gianno. They are clearly declared, you know, they are the ones that brought in the whole idea of PC culture, the cancel culture, mm-hmm. the spirit of invalidation that's running amok. And look at this is why your brother and others have to stand up. We all are in this war together. This isn't, you know, conservatives, against liberal. This is a fight for ideology. It's a fight for the very soul of America. Yes, it's pronounced in the form of conservatism and liberalism and progressivism. But the fact of the matter is that we need to exercise some critical thinking and come to some critical conclusions here as to what's hanging in the balance.
Listen, the real fight here is truth and light versus darkness and deceit. And that's legitimately what we're seeing. Liberalism, and I talk about this in my best-selling book that came out in November. I've been on your show many times to talk about it, taking for granted how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. Liberalism is all about government control, dependency. And when you look at some of the things, the policies that have went forth in our country, in different places like California and L.A. as an example, you see it's not rooted in science.
No.
Some of this stuff isn't rooted in science. It's about government control. I will dictate to you the measurement of your life, everything that you do. And then they made it so bad that they said, okay, well, we've shut down businesses for months, not allowed people to go out and gather. Now what we're going to do is we're going to tax people even more. We're going to create a stronger sales tax from 14% right now, or 13 or 14%. We're going to make it 16%. And by the way, we're going to make it retroactive all the way to January 1, 2020. So for folks who might have moved out of state before January 1, 2020, you're still going to get hit
with
this particular tax. Mm-hmm. This is insanity, Bill.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where in the world should this be allowed to go on? Not in my America.
Well, but in
COVID has made us.
Exactly. But in a Biden-Harris America, that will happen. In a Biden-Harris America, let me ask you, do you think out loud would Jenna Caldwell would live in a Biden-Harris administration?
It's not a reality that any of us should live in. What really bothers me is the fact that, you see, African Americans have supported, and really the reason, you know, South Carolina is the reason that he became the nominee. Once he got that kind of momentum, things really began to trend in a particular direction for Joe Biden. But what's so challenging to me is the fact that President Trump was right. He said that Joe, I believe it was in a debate last week, he said, you're the worst president or worst candidate that anybody, a politician, any should be asking for any African-American support. He said it in an event at the White House. He said, Joe Biden shouldn't be asking for your support. He should be begging for your forgiveness, which
yes.
is so true. You think about the 94 crime bill's impact on millions of black families. You think about the most draconian policies that come that Joe Biden has supported, the 86 crack laws and so on and so forth. Even think about the fact that his policies, him and Obama's policies in terms of the regulations for the financial industry, even closed down black-owned banks where African-Americans with not the greatest credit often got their loans from. So when you put all these things together, how is this a recipe of success for America in general, but especially African-Americans? It doesn't
exactly.
make any sense to me. Meanwhile, President Trump, First Step Act, thousands of people released from jail, 90% of them being African American. Opportunity zones, 8,800 of those. And per the opportunity zone number from the White House Council, they said that over 1 million folks have been lifted out of poverty because of the opportunity zones. We can go on and on.
Let me ask you, Gianno, how many people were lifted out of poverty under the Obama-Biden administration?
You mean how many people were put in poverty?
Lifted out. I understand why you say put in, because it was more put in than lifted out.
The most Americans on food stamps ever, ever under the Obama administration. So that's a hard question to answer, Bill. How many were lifted out? I don't know. I mean, maybe some folks became rich on Wall Street, perhaps, but other than that, it's not like the Trump economy, which made a lot of us rich. A lot of us done well. For the first time in a generation, you had folks that were saying, hey, I can take my entire family on vacation now because things are going so well.
Exactly. You know, this is the thing. The empirical evidence is so solid, Gianna, to your point. And this is why the left wants to conditionalize truth. They want to come up with their narrative, their fake news, their anonymous reporting, because they know they don't have the facts on their side. The truth is not on their side, because when you look at the truth and the policies that Biden, Obama, exercised the history of Kamala Harris as a, you know, former prosecutor herself, an AG in the state of California. I mean, this is a nightmare.
It's a complete nightmare, which doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of us how they even got there. But I'll tell you what, I'm really excited, and I'll be honest, and everyone knows this. The debate we saw last week was not the best display of America for either candidate. Like, let's be very clear about that, open and honest. It wasn't the greatest display. But what I'm excited about, especially with the representative from the Trump administration known as our Vice President Mike Pence, I think he's going to run circles around Kamala Harris. He's a policy wonk. He's a compassionate Christian man. And that's one of the things that I talked about on my podcast, Out Loud with Gianna Caldwell with Herschel Walker, is the need for faith to take a front row seat in our country.
Exactly.
At times when America is going through its greatest challenges, we reach to our Lord and Savior. We reach to faith, and we get through it united as a people. We need to get back there, because there's so much division and polarization going on in our country. We cannot move forward without God with us. And I think that's become very evident throughout our history, and certainly more than now. Like, there's no greater time than now to be talking about bringing God into the conversation. And he's someone who's been attacked, even as the governor of Indiana, when they were talking about him running as a running mate to Donald Trump. People often attacked his faith because he's a true believer and man of God. I remember when he said that, I don't go to any meetings with a woman one-on-one. I have to have my wife there, or it has to be someone else there. And people made fun of him.
Exactly.
And then the Me Too movement came about, and they're like, oh, well, maybe he had a point. I don't know. I mean, this is someone who's truly a missionary, and someone who's going to bring us a good word, if you will, tomorrow. And I think it's going to represent the administration in the country very, very well in this debate.
Well, no question. Our faith is under attack. It'll be under attack again with Amy Coney Barrett as she continues on with the confirmation process. But I will say this, Gianna, what I am sensing, even a couple of weeks ago in D.C. at the mall, I don't know if you saw that or not, but you had an event, a day of prayer and repentance brought to you by The Return. Mm-hmm. Franklin Graham was there with his prayer walk, you know, through D.C. More and more people I'm hearing about are doing exactly what you're saying. Again, congratulations on the new podcast. Look forward to talking to you. Always enjoy our time together, Gianna Caldwell.
Real quick, if people can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Gianna Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Thank you so much, Bill.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.